אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם, הקדמת ספר הזוהר מאמר ליל הקלה. אנחנו נמצאים בפסקה,
we're reading from the Zohar at item 142, the Laila Dekala on the night of the bride, item 142. And so you can ask selected questions at kab.tv and selected questions will be live. So again, reading from the Zohar, item 142.
No. A change can come only by the upper force, by the Creator. Contact with the Creator. We receive this contact by the high souls that have attained connection with him and are found in their higher state. And they wrote us, they gave us different means that by holding unto them we can somehow get closer to that same upper force. There are a few conditions to get closer. It is not enough to just read. There is no remedy in and of itself in it. Rather, we can activate this connection only to the extent that we ask for that change that this connection has to perform, that we ask for correction. I don't want not to see, neither to know, nothing. I want to be changed from within. I want to fit that higher force. That's it. Just like, God forbid, sick person who comes to the doctor and tells him, whatever you want, do with me. You want an operation, do it. You want to give me a remedy, cure, do it. I disagree to remain in the state in which I feel sick. I want to be healthy. What do you think about my health? What do you know and suggest me to do? Go ahead. So, this is how we should feel before we approach the Book of Zohar. Kabbalists recommend that in order to read the book correctly, the most certain action we should make, what we call preparation, is to connect between us. Because then our state is already, will be already fit for that light that we await for to appear. So we organize ourselves by connecting between ourselves, and we anticipate for salvation, that this light will bring us all the good changes that are found in it. Go ahead.
Article Laila Dekala, the Night of the Bride, item 142. And since firmaments were made of them, who is in them? He repeated and said, in them he has placed a tent for the sun, that holy sun, Zeranpin. There is his chamber, and his dwelling place is in them, and he is crowned in them. He says that a pillar of light comes out of the firmament and above, and only a praise of them extends from the firmament and below. Thus we should ask, who is using that pillar of light? Who is in them? He replies that Zeranpin, the sun, crowns and places his abode in this pillar of light. For he crowns in this pillar as though under a chuppah, which also means canopy, since a tent means that there is a canopy above it. is written, in them he has placed a tent for the sun. 143. Since the Ranpin is present in those firmaments and is crowned in them, he is as a groom coming out of his chuppah, delighted and running through these firmaments, going out of them and coming in, running into another tower in another place. It emerges from the end of the heaven, coming out from the upper world and arriving at the edge of the heaven above, Bina. Its time is the end of the heaven below, Malchut, the time of year that surrounds all the endings and was tied from the heaven to this firmament. Commentary. Here it implies to a great and terrible secret, the emergence of the sun from its sheaf, from its chuppah. Once that great zivug was done in those firmaments, in a chuppah, he comes out of those firmaments into another tower in another place, in Malchut, who is called the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. Since then, the Malchut rises and unites with him as one. The end of the Malchut is called the time of the year. Prior to the correction, the klipot, called the end of days, would grip there. But now, after the end of correction, there is still the need to correct that specific bechina, discernment. This is done by the emergence of the sun from its sheaf, as it is written, a groom coming out of his chuppah, illuminating and coming in another tower, which is Malchut. And then it's written, it rejoices as a strong man to run his course, for it runs in that same tower, and it's time to the other end of them, for it shines from the edge of the heaven above through all the ends in Malchut to correct this period of the year through the end of the heaven below. This is why it was said, surrounds all the endings. Since this correction completes the correction of all the endings in Malchut. By that, she was tied from the heaven through this firmament, meaning that Malchut receives illumination of the end of the heaven from above through this firmament of Zeranpin.
Is everything clear? Meaning, what can be clear? It's clear that nothing is clear in the Zohar. What is clear is our relation that is constantly being sharpened and strengthened. Go ahead.
144. And there is nothing hidden from its seat, from its heat, from that time of the year, and from the period of the sun which circles on each side. And there is nothing hidden, meaning that there is no one from among all the upper degrees who will hide from it, that they would all turn and come to it. And each one, there is no one to be hidden from it. From its heat means that it heats up and returns to them, to the friends, while they are in complete repentance. All this praise and all this merit is because of their engagement in the Torah, as it is written, the Torah, law of the Lord, is whole. This is so because after the great zivug, hiding and concealment occurred in all the upper lights. Hence, this new zivug is necessary in another tower, as it is written, and it's time to the other end of them, meaning it reopens all the upper lights that were hidden due to the cancelling of the bon prior to its ascent to Sag. And it was said, and there is nothing hidden from its heat, from that period and from the period of the sun, which surrounds on all sides. This is so because this zivug of the period of the sun with the period of the year corrects the endings of Malchut on all sides, in every aspect, until it is sufficient for the complete correction when bone rises and becomes sag again, which is a complete correction in every aspect. After that, there is nothing hidden. That is, none of the upper degrees are hidden from it. Since all the degrees and the upper lights that would turn and come to it become revealed in complete disclosure once again, they would all turn and come to it. And each and every one, there is no one to hide from it, since all the degrees and upper lights return and come to it slowly until nothing is hidden from it. It is said, from its heat, since it heats up and returns to them while they are in complete repentance. This means that the above disclosure does not happen in a minute, since the period of the sun gradually shines until it is heated up sufficiently for complete repentance, when the wicked are sentenced in it and the righteous are healed by it. And then he is rewarded with the above-mentioned great revelation.
In our reading, we need to try to find contact between us and within this contact to also feel the same higher force that as we connect, we'll become a kli. We will discover our contact with it. If I try to connect with the friends, to bond with the friends, I already stabilize a kli of above reason. Because according to my reason, I'm not connected to anyone else. I don't need to be connected to anyone else. I'm alone. And all the rest are almost as if don't exist. And if I make the connection between us more important than myself, then I am already in a state that is called above my reason, above my desire. And thus the connection between us, even if it still hasn't reached to actual bestowal, but it's already creates a form that is above one's individual ego, and to that extent, he is privileged with an illumination from above, with the influence of the light. Meaning, in our world, there is no other means to get closer to the light, to make oneself resemble the light, to fit the light, to let the light influence oneself. But if I connect to others on top of my reason, and this action is already arranged before us in a way that we are capable of realizing it, we can do it in different forms to some extent. And there is support from the environment and so on. In short, everything is arranged in such a way, in the lowermost, most corporal degree, that there are people, there are friends, there is a group that I'm invited to and that I have near me. So just do it. There is no one who can claim that he wasn't given an opportunity. Because even without one, if one doesn't understand and doesn't feel and has no preconditions to develop spiritually, if he just places oneself as the most simple, smallest, lowest person in the group, he, as a result of the most corporeal action, from the most corporeal action, he's capable of beginning his spiritual ascent. Just to do nothing but, let's say, serve the group. Okay? This is the true form of the Malchut, of the Nukva, that in the state in which it serves, helps, supports, does the desire of her husband. By doing so, she already acquires her place. This is the way we need to behave with respect to the Creator. Yes?
You say that during the reading, we should be reading together. What does it mean to read together?
Reading in the Zohar has a few levels. You understand that it's a book that speaks about the whole ladder of degrees, about all the degrees. Thus, reading together is when we raise our deficiencies, that we firstly connect those deficiencies, and each and every one adds his deficiency, but he wishes to add his deficiency to the rest, that all in all these deficiencies, when everyone brings his deficiency, create such an assembly that these deficiencies are all directed to the same place, to the same goal. We want the Creator to be revealed in us, and it's with His providence, His complete, perfect providence, and so that we, with all our vessels, in our minds, in our hearts, will wish for that, and will agree with Him, despite the fact that we'll discover forms which are completely opposite from our ego. Such things that I can not possibly accept, not in my mind nor in my heart, but I want that they will be perceived in my, not that they will be perceived in my mind and heart, rather that I'll be able to perceive it above my mind and heart. I wish to receive the powers, to be prepared in such a way that what will be revealed to me, that I will agree to everything I'll discover, to my bones, really. Even though, alongside that, when this will be revealed, on top of each and every smallest revelation, I will disagree to it, I will oppose it, I will hate it, I will suffer as a result, because according to my nature is the complete opposite. So this is what we have to ask for. We wish for new vessels in which it's not that we'll feel good. We will feel good as a result of transcending our nature and really like turning upside down, getting born, undergoing such a change, such a bending, bifurcation, how to say it in Hebrew, to make this inversion and receiving his opinion. And that's it. I don't know how to say it differently. The Zohar has to do this to us, but we have to have some inclination towards that. Well, yes.
Should we also direct ourselves to be as a kli, to take on the form of the kli for the 99% in particular?
I don't know. Leave it alone. Let's swallow one small bite after another. Let's not be choked by trying to swallow a big piece.
Out of the disagreement, you said a person reaches agreement. How does it appear in a person that I agree?
You never agree. You can never agree. After your disagreements with Providence, with the upper governance, when I disagree to anything that happens to me in life, I disagree. Now, my state is such that I disagree with everything. It's a fact. Even the fact that I waste calories, powers, means that I object, I overcome, I accept things unwillingly. I don't approach anything in such a way that I want it. Even the most pleasant things. So I overcome and I pay for it and I complete something and I still do something. There's nothing that just happens to me directly and that's it. It's impossible. That's how this whole world is built.
But how does my nature invert into bestowal if I'll never agree? And now I understand that I disagree with my situation, but on one hand, but in my mind, I want to understand how he draws us.
You want to understand is also a shell that you want to understand, that you want to attain. That's also a shell. That's also the evil inclination.
I heard that as well, but how can a person then aim himself? He wants to do something. He wants to...
This is why, despite the fact that you are a complete egoist and you wish for fulfillment of your vessels, and that's it. That's how the Creator built you. That's how the Creator formed you. He gives you, alongside that, the ability to make actions, not your mind, neither your emotions, mechanical actions, the most simple actions. Move this from here to here, and this will be a remedy or a virtue. That's called, what is that? Zgula, remedy or virtue. You make external actions using your hands or legs in different accidents. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you think. Your thoughts are... But make an effort there also. Exert yourself. Your exertions is what is being taken. And out of all those efforts, on top of them, you are given the ability to advance. Even if your efforts are completely egoistic, you still are given advancement because you make an effort. You pay for it. You're being told, connect to the friends. I don't want to. Of course you don't want to. But make an effort. Come, sit down, hug them. Read it. I don't understand anything. Someone told you that you read it in order to understand it? No, you read it to make an effort.
When this effort is accumulated bit by bit, drop by drop, within a person, what is then revealed? Within the person, what is revealed? What appears when all of his effort is accumulated? is accumulated.
Where is one's exertion accumulated?
No, what is revealed, drop by drop, we accumulate our efforts. That's all we do, right? We accumulate it until we reach what is called a great amount or account. So in the end, all in all, if I don't know, if I disagree, then I'll never agree, then what is revealed within the person?
You cannot agree. That's your nature. Of course you disagree.
Yes, but all in all, let's say I gave the complete exertion towards, you know, and it's sufficient amount. What is then revealed? How is it revealed in me?
I don't know how this is revealed. If you ask me, I don't know how to answer that question. I just know that a child plays with his toys and becomes smarter. What's the connection between the game he plays and him becoming smarter? If he wouldn't play, he would remain a small beast. But because, as a result of playing an adult, he becomes an adult, a smart adult.
But also in our exertion, a person feels that he's receiving wisdom corporeally in this world. He understands as if the psychology of people. He feels it doesn't relate, it's not related to spirituality. So I'm asking about spirituality. What is... In the end, all in all, how does one feel spirituality?
How does the person feel spirituality when it's clothed in him?
Yes.
He has to first have vessels, new vessels, which match this. It is something that doesn't exist for now. It's like installing a new software in a computer. We currently feel only we feel only the simplest software that exists in that computer. There's a computer and there's a software that connects between all the parts in the computer in the most fundamental way. That's it. A certain software of general activation, let's say, DOS operating system,
Windows.
No, Windows, no. Windows is already... Okay, let's say Windows. But other systems, softwares, is something new that you receive. These are new vessels that you receive that you don't currently have.
You said that a person who is person, there can be such a thing that in a he can be as a nukva towards the group, that without any spiritual elements he can also develop.
As what?
As a nukva. Yes, it's the female, as the nukva. You can also develop this way. And I don't understand, how can a person develop without having the point in the heart that develops him? In a final sense of it, that...
I don't know, but why do we care? Does he have a point in the heart? Doesn't he have a point in the heart? Everyone has a point in the heart. Okay.
And without its forming, getting to its final form, without it, I don't understand. The point in the heart, you taught us that this is the foundation for spiritual advancement. If a person doesn't have it, if it doesn't exist, it can lead to spoiling, harming.
It exists within everyone, just in a more or less concealed way, in a latent way. No, amikam. Yes, amikam.
This chapter in Psalms 19, there is a part there that he's like a mighty man coming out of his chuppah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, fine, I'm saying that in the commentary by Bala Sulam,
where, there?
Bala Sulam here writes in the commentary about this verse that it's a great and terrible secret. Now I'm hearing terrible secret. I want to discover this secret. And I also wish to everyone that they'll discover this secret. What issue, what interest do we have in disseminating something if we don't want to discover the secret, if we ourselves don't want to discover this secret? That it's
But you're saying that you do want to reveal this secret.
So I'm asking, what's wrong with wanting to understand or attain the secrets that Bala Sulam is telling us with lights, flashing lights, that you should discover these secrets?
The question is, in which kelim?
I don't know. Yesterday I read an article where Bala Sulam says that Atzilut is not in the heavens, it's within the heart and mind of each and everyone. Precisely what you now said, that it's not something that is as is depicted, or at least the way I understand it, it's depicted currently as some sort of mystical experience or something that will require some sort of vessels, and only then we'll be able to understand what's happening in the Zohar. Bala Sulam says exactly the opposite. He says each and everyone can do it. Everyone that...
Just add to everything you're saying according to my understanding.
All right, no, I can...
Say that according to the way I understand him. Bala Sulam, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Because there are more people beside you who might think differently about what Bala Sulam writes.
That's possible, maybe. It says that none shall be away from him. Maybe there are others who see things differently.
You're an example of a philosopher. How do we name him? Philosopher.
Philosophizing. Yes, I the tendency to relate to the Zohar as if it's a...
You're correct by saying that a person has a tendency to know, to feel, to, with his current vessels with which he was born. I agree with you. I have experienced those things, and I know how much a person is immersed in that and cannot imagine himself being in any other state. Like for a certain technician to come now to unplug him or clear all of his memory and reprogram him completely to, I don't know, penetrate him in a new operating system, I don't know, Linux or whatever happens there, how it's called, and he will work differently. I don't know it, don't know anything about it. But imagine yourself that there are such technicians who come, turn you with a certain screwdriver, and you suddenly feel differently. What is given to us in our current state? The ability to get to know, to understand that this technician who comes and does that change does exist, and that he will come, and that he will perform this change, that he will install this software within you, and he wishes for you to digest it, and you will want him to do it, and you will even know in advance what changes he will eventually make, so that you'll be able to transcend on your own toward the next software, so that you will create as if be the creator of your next state. This is the Adam within you that will grow, the human being within you that will grow compared to this current box that is working according to your current software. So if you want to understand it, to get to know and everything, and to know according to your current software, go ahead, do it. But you will never attain more than what you have. You will never know more than what you know. Only that you're given, on top of what you're used to, certain virtues, to begin to understand, to get to know that state that exists outside of you, when all of us, as small puppets that are being activated by special forces, and we have to get to know these forces. Yes?
I have no problem with that. I accept every word that you say. I'm just saying that here...
No, but you don't accept the fact that with your current mind and heart, you have no hope of getting to know what happens on top of you.
I don't have a problem with that. That's obvious.
Well, if so, then what?
I have a problem with the fact that this hunger to really reach this reality which is above what we know, and, I don't know, the apples and, I don't know, whatever, this hunger, we uproot it from, you know, we erase it from the moment we say, listen, this is something that might happen sometime. It's independent of your own efforts. And
I don't understand you. We advance according to our chisaron, according to our lack. But this lack has to be stabilized time after time in a new way, more advanced way, so that this lack will eventually receive a new shape that will fit, match that new form of bestowal that will come. It has to constantly be upgraded, constantly transcend. It has to be slightly on top of the previous deficiency. On top of the previous deficiency means to be higher than the previous deficiency, means to be above myself, to be more connected to others, to desire for pictures, not the pictures that fit my current ego, my current software, but somehow fit that future software I can think of. You understand? I have to constantly upgrade myself, or at least to try to do it, and then accordingly the light works, that force works, and does it to me. And it's not that I praise my current mind and heart and emotion. No. If yes, then I haven't reached the recognition of evil yet. The recognition of evil means that I have nothing to attain with my heart, current heart and mind.
And what should I do if within my heart and mind there is indeed this malfunction in this spoiled part? And he says here, you need to reach the end of the malchuyot, so you have to really exhaust this thing somehow.
It will happen with God's help.
And then reach... And then we'll discover that terrible secret.
Yes, you will reveal. The terrible secret is that you have nothing that can remain for the, in the next world. Nothing. Anything. Except from a certain point that leads you to that. There is nothing but that. Nothing. Yes. There are questions read the Zohar, and there is a student from the world Kli, whether during reading the book of Zohar I should try to see the connection between us and that the text will only pass through my, that I won't listen to what's actually written.
That's more important. It's more important to think about the chibur, the connection, about the virtue, the remedy that this reading should give me, versus thinking about what is written in the text itself. But nonetheless, a person should also be both in this and in that. In this as well, meaning to understand what is written, to understand meaning to attain what is written.
Kostya from Moscow is asking, is there a way to read the text from within with the reader in order to unite with the writers of the Zohar?
That as well.
Leo from Jerusalem is asking whether above reason is the revelation of the center of the group, of the center of the group of ten, or is it something personal?
But it becomes personal. That is the new personal, where I truly feel my own uniqueness. I detach myself from the donkey and I clothe in the Adam. Adam, human, is what we formed in the group as the image of Adam.
Franklin Rodriguez from Colombia is asking, if there's the force of the group, then where does the private force, where is it revealed, or that doesn't reveal, doesn't exist at all?
The personal force, the individual force, is manifested there by me taking the whole group, all of it together. When I connect with them, I serve them, I hold, I support, I care. This is called the I. Yes.
Elon from Jerusalem is asking, is there a difference between the influence on us and on the world once the group is connected during the we read the Zohar and the Tess?
Certainly there is influence or bestowal. We are constantly within a single force called the Creator. Within this force, There are numerous influences, connections, ties, activities, and they are all according to what is happening to all of the creatures, how much these forces influence them and the way that they respond. All of this is just like, well, it's called the illumination of Shekhinah, divinity. It is something that is, I don't know how to say it, it's like a mass of and in this entire mass that is advancing, that is cooking towards the end of correction, there are elements that are advancing things towards the end of correction. They start understanding what is happening with them. They start responding, being grateful, combining with this entire plan. So they become the light itself. They turn into these upper forces. This is what this Adam, this part who has corrected himself, turns to. He shifts from the side that is being operated to the side of the operator. As written, you become partners with the Creator. And the degree of one's partnership is called the degree that one is standing on. To see how much this is very different from being operated, activated, either being operated totally without any awareness, any consciousness, or a little bit feeling that there is someone that there's none else besides him who is operating you, versus shifting to the state where you already take his side, move to his side, and along with him you operate the whole of reality. And we, even though we don't understand and we don't feel in all of our actions of integral education, are already his partners. That is what is important. We are already his partners, and therefore it's very beneficial for our advancement, as much as the person invests in that specifically.
Rodriguez continues and asks, so what is the complete measure? Should I wait until it will just happen, or should I wait for it? Should I prepare myself for its arrival?
We should prepare, and it will come. Well, let's read a bit more.
145. Havaya, the Lord, is written six times here. Six verses are from the verse, the heavens tell, through the law of the Lord is whole. This is why it writes Bereshit in the beginning, in which are six letters in Hebrew. God created the heaven and the earth are six words in Hebrew. The other verses, from the verse, the law of the Lord is whole, through who are nicer than gold, are only opposite the six times Havaya that is written in them. However, the six verses themselves are not explained. The six verses from the verse, the heavens tell, through the law of the Lord is whole, are the six letters in the word Bereshit. The six names are for the six words that are here, which are God created the heaven and the earth. Explanation. The whole degree that appears in the worlds first comes in letters, at which time it is still concealed. Afterwards, it comes in combinations of words. And then, what is in the degree becomes known in 216 letters and 72 words.
You read a bit more smooth. Because of the translators, I told you, you need to be a little bit more. So you need to feel the translators and kind of go along with them.
It was said that access letters in the word Bereshit already include the existence of heaven and earth in their six letters. However, they are still hidden, because they are only implied in the letters, without any combinations of words. Afterwards, there are six words: God created the heaven and the earth. And what is contained in the word Bereshit becomes revealed, for they are the heaven and the earth and what fills them. Similarly, you must understand the six verses from the verse, "The heavens tell, through the law of the Lord is whole," where it is still the beginning of the disclosure of the end of correction, where it is still in letters, as in the six letters in the word Bereshit. The complete disclosure of the end of correction begins from the law of the Lord as whole, onward, where there are six names, and each name indicates an attempt to show that only after the complete redemption, all the combination of words that are in the great Zdivuk of the end of correction appear in six names, as it is written, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. It was said that it is about that it writes Bereshit in the beginning, in which there are six letters. God created the heaven and the earth are six words. Over the six verses and six names, the six letters in Bereshit are written in the Torah, where heaven and earth disappear. And in six words, they are disclosed: God created the heaven and the earth. So are the six verses from heaven's tell, through the law of the Lord is whole. The great zivuk of the end of correction has not been completely disclosed. Only after the words, "There is nothing hidden from its heat," did the six names become revealed. In those six names comes the whole of the great disclosure of the end of correction to its fullest and in whole. It was said that the other verses only correspond the six names Havaya, since the verses are written after, and there is nothing hidden from its heat, through the end of the plasm, the psalm, imply to the six names that are written in them. It follows that the six verses are for the six letters here, and the six names are for the six words here. This means that six verses from the verse, "The heavens tell, through the law of the Lord is whole," are as the six letters of Bereshit, which are not completely disclosed. And the six names in the words, "from the law of the Lord is whole," through the end, are the six words: God created the heaven and the earth, which here have come to their completeness.
He explains to us the software, the program. He says, there is a software here. There's a program. You need to read it, talk about it, discuss it. Those who can might remember, those who cannot will forget about it. Doesn't matter what, but work with it. What do you get out of it? You won't understand any of this nonetheless. But if, while you engage in this program, well, you read it, you want to know what it is about, what it's talking about, then by that you actually assemble it, you compose it in your vessels. You understand? We're reading a program, an operating program, that to the extent that we wanted to clothe in us, it does clothe in us. And the text itself helps us somehow be connected to that program. And there are different souls. There were generations where this program was it was sufficient for it to be written, expressed as the Torah. Then they reached the Tosfot, the editions of the Nevi'im, the prophets, the Ketuvim, the Gemara, the Mishnah. Mishnah first, then Gemara, then additional books, where all in all of those scrutinize, detail the original software, the original program, the Torah, the Chumash, the five books, the Pentecost, and all in all, they help us compose this this program in us, that we will truly start operating according to this program. Meaning?
It comes to tell us that in six verses, their degree is not relevant yet, and they are like the six letters of Bereshit. But after the six other verses, in which there are six names, they arrive at the described disclosure. Again, this means that the six verses from the verse, the heavens tell through the law of the Lord as whole, are as the six letters of Bereshit, which are not completely disclosed. And the six names and the words from the law of the Lord as whole through the end are the six words, God created the heaven and the earth, which here have come to their completeness. It comes to tell us that the six verses, their degrees is not revealed yet, and they are like the six letters of Bereshit. But after the six other verses, in which there are six names, they arrive at the desired disclosure.
Everybody is calm down now. Yes, Asaf.
I feel this analogy between the software and the hardware. Can you explain how the software reactivates the hardware? Does that receive?
The difference between all the different pieces of software, if you don't change the hardware, and the hardware doesn't change in our case, according to the hardware, the computer that we have is perfect, if you just look at the hardware.
And it remains the same.
It stays the same, yes. So the entire difference is in the interconnections, the number of interconnections, the ability to connect. The software, all it does is it connects the different parts of the computers. It gives each cell a certain number, a certain importance, and then it interconnects all the different cells, the other different elements of memory. And then out of that, well, you get, well, I guess a program, software, I don't know how to call it.
Maybe an operating system.
An operating system is maybe a part, but accordingly, you have elements of memory that each one contains a certain bit of information, and when they're interconnected in a certain order, a certain arrangement, then this arrangement can also change, but it is all part of the same software. All in all, that's all you have. You have a plus, well, let's say you have 0 and 1 in each cell, in each element. Now it all depends on how these elements are interconnected. That's the entire life, that the entire program and all of the activation and everything that we have. We don't take into consideration the elements of memory themselves, nor the 0 or 1 that is in each one of them. Rather, what is important, what matters, is the order of the interconnections between them and the dynamics that they have, one going after the other and one with the others, because that is what determines for us the flow of information that is felt in us as the flow of life. And it's the same for us here, in us. Yes?
Another question. There are such softwares that know how to use the potential, let's say, the processor or a certain part in the hardware better, twice as much or Are there parts in our hardware that we don't feel at all?
Certainly, when you are in a certain degree, all the other degrees are hidden. They're as if in another... They're as if on reserve, or... They're in some sort of pools of... There are these pools of information or potential that you are yet unable to use. They're untapped. Certainly, all the other degrees are this way. What do you now have that is revealed to you? Some sort of very small program. And accordingly, well, just a small part of the memory. Nothing, really.
Another question, also about the Zohar, but in a slightly different direction. Yesterday we had a very special workshop where we started to delve deeper into our inner work, not only with our friends in the group, but also with the external audience. And how do we raise man from them? How do we create from our work with them man towards the upper? Is there room to put it inside our reading of the Zohar, or is it too much already?
That's according to your ability to include all of that in the right way. I don't feel a difference between thinking about the group or thinking about the world. The whole world is a group, not just our groups. I mean, in general, the whole world. And really, there is no difference. But when we are getting ready to go outside, and the way I turn to my students everywhere versus turning to the outside crowds, if I would, there is a big difference there. But with respect to our work, it is all a single complex. So each one, according to his perception, to his ability to grasp this. Yes, Chaim.
Regarding the answer to Mutlu, that we know there's a certain amount that has to be completed, and then this software flips in a certain phase. We also know from history, as Rabash tells us about his father, Baal Sulam, that it took him 20 years to attain, or something in that. On the other hand, we know that the Vilna Gaon has reached that extent as a child. The question is there a certain relevance? Is there... What is the... How is time connected to all this? Can a student come and attain in 6 months? Is there such a possibility?
I don't understand the question. And if he'll fill up his cup, his degree in 5 minutes?
That's what I'm asking. Could this happen?
Or sir, sir, we are now in a very special time where if earlier you were educated by your parents
as much as they could.
As much as they could. But what you received from them helped you in your life?
Not the result.
Well, the outcome is not so, I guess. Well, but let's say, until our days, we developed, our ego developed linearly, right? It constantly developed, constantly grew. So we had no problem to receive our activations, our guidelines from the earlier generations, even from the parents. The parents taught me, do this, don't do that, this is fine, look how it's this way in the world, it's that way. And I was able to receive from them their entire wisdom. And it helped me. Plus, what I nonetheless being a little bit more developed, so I can keep going. I learned something at the university. It was almost enough for my entire life, what I learned back there. Maybe there are some innovations, some additions. But nowadays, we're not in a state where the pace of development is simply staggering, and what you learn, you have to keep studying. What you receive from your parents, you have to constantly add to it. You are not adding, not in your study, in your knowledge, nor in your education. You are going for something totally different. The world is changing qualitatively and not quantitatively. The ego is becoming round, circular. So we don't know what to do with the young generation. We have nothing to give them, nor in knowledge or in anything. And here we have a problem. Therefore, all that we ourselves received, you know, we look at them, and they're completely different. We cannot insert anything into them, and they cannot receive anything from us. It's as though they fell from some other planet. This entire generation, we have to understand that this is the form. So for the first time in history, humanity is in a state where it's as if not handing anything to the next generation. And here we have to come and give them our knowledge. You get that? This is called integral education. It gives the new generation the correct operating software. Because in the ordinary way that it happened before, coming from the parents, from the state, from the society, they cannot receive anything. Let's move on to the next part.
We'll move to the next part of the lesson.